day, Stay Nation. This is another postcast of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer here. Crazy morning here in Kansas City. February 18th, 2025, Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, whether that is football, women's volleyball, women's soccer, track and field, and everything else around that, as well as your very first time listening to this K-State podcast. Yes, like I always say, all the time. Yes, this is another K-State podcast from a K-State grad, 2013, now current alum, obviously. Me, Eddie Greer, third, Alex Aiden, also a K-State grad as well. All things K-State sports here. Thank you so much for taking a little bit of time every day. Or in this case, when this comes out, this will come out tomorrow after midnight. So we're all of a sudden with all this content posting out an episode after midnight. So pretty much the next day, you'll hear this postcast where K-State men's basketball postseason is shut and locked, folks. Folks, that's it there, as you get swept in the state of Utah. Well, first off, I already recorded the postcast on BYU on Saturday, so that's going to come out here later on today. And then, of course, last night, well, this won't come out until after midnight, so when you wake up, you'll be listening to this. So K-State pretty much put themselves out. Well, it's crazy. Again, riding the highs and lows. First off, K-State lost last night. Men's basketball team lost last night to Utah. A couple of huge shots by Gabe Madison last night. Pretty much put K-State in the coffin and put their postseason hopes after the Big 12 tournament. Unless somehow they make a ridiculous run like they did with a 6-game winning streak in the coffin as well. You heard it here first. What I've heard and seen already at this point, the effort again, I don't know what it is away from between these two basketball teams as of late anyways. Really, K-State men's been doing that all year, for the exception of the upset. How the hell we upset Iowa State? I have no clue. I have no clue how we did that. We were riding high. We were getting pumped up for K-State men's basketball. And then you could not. And again, I'm going to use Alex again. We talked over last weekend over on the Podbean app. Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. G-R-I-E-R. The number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S podcast. That is Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. G-R-I-E-R. The number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S podcast. If I cannot spell my own podcast name on it. I did not put that. Oh, by the way, I did not create that name. Podbean decided to take pretty much all of my email and put it out there for the world. See, but anyway, that's what it is. If you want to find more, if you want to subscribe for more bonus content of the Pearl Project Podcast, that's it right there. I might be hopping on later on tonight myself, because we gotta get some takes off over there on that channel. But we there's a fresh episode up there, so definitely go check that out before we record more content this week. But 74-69 loss to Utah. You swept the city. You could not. Alex said at work, well, look, I would probably say at best you sweep these teams, because look, BYU was 7-6, and Utah, they were at the bottom of the barrel. They were in the second half of the Big 12 conference. You got a chance. And I was joking around with a good buddy of mine last weekend. He's a KU fan. But they got the doors blown out by Utah. So all right, I said, we might lose too. And sure enough, that came to fruition last night. 74-69 there as well. Three Wildcats were in double digits. I'll get into that in just a second. But more importantly, I think the big story coming out of here, your ass ain't going to make a tournament. Y'all ain't going to make a tournament. Y'all ain't going to make no NIT. Here we go again, a seesaw back and forth. And this is bad. This is just disappointing. As it is. This is, record-wise, I'm going to shoot it straight. This is a big opportunity for K-State. You would at least be 1-1 and like, all right, yeah. And you knew, and you could probably wind back a little bit. These are massive games. You had to take at least 4 or 5. K-State men's basketball, you had to take 4 or 5 at least and then go deep in the Big 12 tournament. I don't see that. I don't see that happening. I see us getting knocked out of the first round like usual. Like any other year, right? Hey, it is what it is. It's Jekyll and Hyde. And for this team, pretty much the 6-game winning streak down the toilet. You work so hard to get back to where you are. I'm glad I didn't watch this game. So first and foremost there. And this game was up for the taking for Kansas State. As bad as they played, after the first half, this game was locked up at 32-piece at halftime. This was up for grabs. And K-State let Utah slide in the door and take it. Take it this game. That's frustrating. And you shoot 43. You shoot better than Utah and you lose the basketball game. This is the way the season been going. K-State. Isra Osar, 21 points for Utah last night. Gabe Madison with a huge shot late to put the dagger in the K-State. Had 13. Lawson Lovering had 15 for Utah last night in the win over the K-State Wildcats there. Brennan Housen had a big night for him. 17 points of the night of 5 of 12 shooting, 5 of 11 from downtown. There has to be a three-point shoot contest. There has to be a three-point shooting contest between Halston and Terran Zines. This has to be. They're saying, maybe have some fun with that. I know they're playing around with the ideas of that early on in the season. That has to happen. He was perfect from the free throw line. McDaniel last night, 13 points, a steal. Turned the ball over too much. 4 turnovers, 6 assists. Max Jones been coming on here in the second half of the season. 13 points for him last night. David Gasson, only 7. Coleman Hawkins, only 7. Ugo, 5. David Castillo last night, 8 minutes of action, 3 points. CJ Jones, 9. Moby also saw minutes on the floor, 7 and 2 points. Yeah, everybody scored for Kansas State last night, but hey, when the main score, you lose. Let's see, 71, 2, 3. You lose by 5. So, again, man, I just don't know, man. K-State, 500 record. Yeah, you had little margin for error going on the road. You had little margin for error, and that's all but gone. So, again, we were riding a roller coaster. Again, we were saying, oh, damn, we got a shot at this thing. We got a shot to sneak in the tournament. That ain't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And probably going to miss on the NIT, too. For that. Yep. Yep. So, I'm definitely going to have to listen in throughout the day, KSO, see what happened, obviously. Or listen to see what happened, obviously. It's a good thing I didn't watch this game, because obviously, this basketball team is frustrating all year long. You work your ass off to put yourself back in the mix, and you basically threw it away. That's just what it is. Right there as well. Let's see. Jerome Tang here. A lot of foul trouble in this ball game. Also, both teams. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Utah, 74. K-State, 69 on the men's basketball side. More importantly, K-State postseason aspirations, done. Eddie Greer, III, Pro Project Podcast here. Both of these teams had quick turnarounds. Now, I'm not going to make an excuse for that. That's just poor. That's like baseball. Baseball has games back-to-back-to-back majority of the time. And yes, basketball might be different, but again, you got to be ready to play. And the fact that, yeah, both teams had the same turnaround. K-State was basketball, went on the road after dominating UCF. And then, the men stayed on the road after getting worked over by BYU. See, you should have been fine, really, because it wasn't like not trying to throw an excuse for Jeff Mays' team because they didn't play well yesterday either. but you had at least some feet under your leg, or you had some energy at least under your legs. You didn't have to travel east, west coast, whatever you want to say, right? But it's just baffling that you're still in the same, same time zone. So I just don't know. I don't know. But we're going to take a clip here from Jerome Tang here to wrap up this podcast. Quote from Jerome Tang last night from the press conference. Quote, "Well, I think we understand who we are." Yeah, you are what you are for sure. "And what value we bring to this team, each guy, and there's a collectiveness and a togetherness, right? That even when we're down on or runs were taking place as we prepare, how we conduct ourselves on a daily basis, I got three non-negotiables, right? You're going to be on time, you must have a high level of communication, and you're going to be thankful. And I've seen that in these guys on a daily basis in everything that we do. And so, like, these dudes at our K-Staters, they continue to battle for that name on front of the jersey," end quote. So, yeah, I mean, they battled. This is frustrating. You work, and I'm sure they're not going to just throw it in. They better not do that. But again, from a K-State fan aspect, it's very frustrating. And this team is going to miss the tournament for the second straight year, and more than likely miss the NIT unless something crazy out of the win happens here in the next four games or something like that. You had to at least split. And the fact that you get swept in the state of Utah, that's a huge blow. And this game was up for the taking. This game should have been won there. And but like I said, I got to listen to the KSO. I'm sure, yeah, KC Sports Network have more of this. So they're more experts, closer to the team. We'll find out more what's going on. Obviously, we're not, me, myself, and Alex Aiden, we're a little bit further away from the team. I'm 2 hours out, but still, nice, close. But again, we can only view it from the fan perspective here, and that's why we continue to do this podcast, folks, here. But K-State's posting operations are all but over after getting swept in the state of Utah. Utah knocks off K-State late last night, 74-69. K-State goes 0-2 on the most critical road stretch of the season. And now I got to find some more answers here. Let me see who's got next here. Boy, hold on. So next for if I can find who's next for K-State, I'll just have to jump over to the schedule, which I just did. K-State back in Manhattan this weekend. They'll take on the team that they almost lost to a couple weeks ago in Arizona State. 3 on Sunday, not a Saturday afternoon game. This is a Sunday game. So Sunday at 3 in Manhattan, Kansas. There, ESPN Plus will have this game real quick. The standings, it's moot point, but we're going to do it anyways. Here, no, that's not, I don't want the Atlantic Coast Conference. What are you doing? K-State now 7-8 in the conference. Utah has a tiebreaker on you since they just beat you last night in a 500 record at 13-13. You're now in the second half of the conference there as well. So K-State now take on Arizona State at home as they look to try to get back in the win column at least on Sunday afternoon. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. That's going to wrap things up on this very frustrating postcast edition of Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from frigid Kansas City, Missouri. Utah 74, Kansas State 69. Pro Project Podcast continues. Cats.